Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter here with Richard and Dottie Kane. This show is different than any other television show you have ever seen because, you see, the other shows, you just sit back and relax and you're entertained. On this show, you participate in the supernatural. You'll see what I mean. Just listen, what would happen if you got a report of kidney cancer? It's called the silent killer. Why? Because you don't know you have it, and by the time it metastasizes, you're dead. Dottie, did you, I mean, you're a nurse. You were working for how many doctors?
12 doctors.
And when this happened, it's a silent thing. You normally don't know what's happened. How did you even find out it happened?
What happened is I developed severe pain in my lower left quadrant. And I went to one of the female doctors where I worked. And she examined me and did a series of tests. And they discovered that I had a huge tumor in my left kidney that was diagnosed as transitional cell carcinoma.
And what does that complex thing mean?
It's a form of cancer. There's two types of kidney cancer. One is transitional cell and the other is renal cell. And it had already broken through the wall of the kidney and had begun to spread.
How do you know these things?
How do I know these things? Well, I'm a nurse.
But tell me about the testing that
occurred. They did a series of tests, and one of the tests that they did was a CAT scan. They did ultrasounds, and on the CAT scan report, it says differential would include transitional cell carcinoma. And the letter that the urologist sent to our primary doctor, to the head doctor, Dr. Kaler, it says, it is my clinical impression that this pleasant patient does have transitional cell carcinoma of the left renal pelvis.
Okay, since you're a nurse, what is the prognosis for this type of cancer that is metastasized?
It's not good. It's not good.
Give me a better definition. What does not good mean?
It could be death.
Terminal.
And
my understanding, in most instances, it is.
Yeah.
Richard, how did you handle this?
Well, when I first heard it, I just knew that we were in a spiritual battle. I knew that it was not good that it had broken through the kidney wall when they told me that it was spreading.
Were you concerned you were going to lose your
yes,
wife?
Yes, I was. And
My husband actually began fasting and praying for me.
Yes.
And I received prayer ministry from several people. And the real turning point came. The Lord, I was in prayer and I was reading the healing scriptures, mainly from the Old Testament.
Yeah.
And as I was worshiping the Lord, praying, the Lord spoke to my heart and he said to me, am I not the healer and can I not heal you? And I said, yes, Lord, you are the healer and yes, you can heal me. Now this was on a Wednesday and I was scheduled that Friday to have my kidney removed, my ureter removed, and a portion of my bladder removed.
Question, what made you think that was the Lord? Maybe that was your own wishful thinking. Didn't that cross your mind really?
It was such an impactive experience, and the Lord literally gave me his faith to believe. I knew that I was healed. So what I did is I called up the urologist, and I told him I was going to cancel the surgery.
Wait a second. If you weren't hearing from God and you canceled that surgery, Rich, you know.
You would have been toast, right? Yeah.
So and
we agreed about it.
Yeah,
we both prayed
had just
and agreed.
Yeah. Complete confidence that the Lord had completely taken the cancer from my body.
So they canceled the surgery?
They canceled the surgery, and the urologist said, I want you to come in the following Tuesday into the hospital and let me go into the kidney with a scope and make sure that there's no more cancer there.
So how'd you feel about that?
I went in the following Tuesday.
Actually, I think that would be wonderful. You know why? We can find out if the cancer's there or not. If it's True. Not there, there's
Exactly.
a miracle. If it is there, you can Right. have, what did they want to cut out?
My kidney, my ureter, and a portion of my bladder.
Does not sound too good.
No, it's not.
We'll be back after this and find out what this scope found out. And what it found out was the same thing she had read in the Jewish scriptures about healing. We'll be right back after this word. Don't you dare go away. It's getting interactive. Mm-mm. Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter here with Richard and Dottie Kane. And Dottie is a nurse. She's working for a dozen doctors. She develops cancer of the kidney. Looks bad, it's metastasized, and you know what that means. It's called the silent killer. But she says God spoke to her, said she was healed. She canceled the surgery. She was gonna have her kidney and other parts of her body cut out. And the doctor said, well, let's just put a scope in you to see if you're healed. That sounds good. So they go, they put the scope in her. She's still under from having been put to sleep. And Rich, you greet her. And what happened between the two of you? What did you say to her?
Well, when I went to be able to visit her in the recovery room, I came over to her and she looked up at me and I said, you don't know? She says, no, nobody said anything to me. I said, I just saw the doctor, and he said there was absolutely no trace of cancer in your kidney. In fact, when I met the doctor, he says, you're not going to believe this, Rich. And I said, I'm going to believe this. I'm going to believe it. He says, she's cancer-free. I said, praise God, she's cancer-free.
Okay, Dottie, when Rich told you this, what goes on inside of you? I mean, you knew you were healed, but it's nice to hear that the doctor confirmed it. So Amen. What happened within you?
I just had great joy in the Lord Yes. of what he had done in my body.
You know how many people are dead now that had the same thing you have?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
See, I'm nobody special. I'm just one of his kids. And the same Jesus, the same Yeshua that healed me will heal you.
Yes.
That whatever you're facing today, he is a God that heals his people. He loves his people, and that's why he came and died, to set us free from sin and sickness.
Dottie, you said that you read mostly from the Jewish scriptures, although you believe in Jesus in the New Testament, but you read mostly from the Jewish scriptures about God healing us. Could you paraphrase some of those scriptures that were meaningful to you?
Yeah, Isaiah 53. It says that by his stripes we are healed. Psalm 103.
Wait a second. What does that mean to you? By his stripes we are healed. What does that mean?
That when they were beating Jesus, that every stripe represented a sickness and disease that he took upon his body. And Psalm 103 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits.
Amen.
Who forgives all of your sins and who heals all of your diseases. So he's a God that not only forgives sin, but he heals disease as well.
Now, you two have started what you call a healing room in southern Florida. What is the purpose of the healing room?
Pretty much what it is we have over 100 volunteers from 50 different fellowships. And we're ordinary people, and in teams of two and three, we pray for people that are sick, that are some terminally ill, people that have had lifelong problems, such as blindness and diabetes and things like that.
Now, you have a lot of Jewish people that come in that aren't believers in Jesus. Why do they come to your healing room?
They're desperate for healing and a miracle. Mm-hmm. We've had people coming in with severe cancers. We had...
Tell me some people, just a few people, things and conditions of people that had been healed.
We had a woman come in that she had had a brain tumor. They had done radiation and burnt her optic nerves, which left her blind for 12 years. And as we prayed the prayer of faith in Yeshua's name, the Lord totally healed her that day, and she went out seeing.
Is that unusual, or do you see a lot of miracles?
We are progressively seeing more and more. We've been open now going into our fourth year, And we had one, she was a pastor's wife. She had cancer in her brain, her liver, her breast, most of her bones. And the doctor basically sent her home to die. And she came to the healing rooms, and the Lord totally healed her. She went back to her doctor, a Jewish doctor. She went back to her doctor, and after they did the PET scan, the doctor was weeping. And he said, Janie, there's no more cancer in your body.
Did you hear that? No more cancer. Anything wrong, you're going to be able to reach out for healing. Be right back after this word. Hello, I said Roth, your investigative reporter, here with Richard and Dottie Kane. And Dottie had cancer of the kidney, totally metastasized. And the reports from the doctors, after God performed a miracle, most people die from this. Read one of the reports, Dottie.
This is the report when they went in with the scope, and it says the pre-op diagnosis was left renal mass, rule out left renal neoplasm, transitional cell carcinoma. The post-op diagnosis is normal left kidney, no trace of cancer. And I asked the doctor, the urologist, if he would write a letter to our pastor documenting the healing. And he writes, I have indeed seen many unexplained beneficial occurrences in medicine in my 25 years experience. However, I would conclude that this truly is a miraculous cure and could only be brought about by the Lord's healing power.
Speaking of supernatural healing power, what happens when a doctor starts developing pains in their body, and then they find that their discs in their back, in their neck, are so, what is the word?
Degenerative.
So degenerated. Let's go to this clip of someone that was in the healing house.
Hi, my name is Dr. Lise Lambert. I'm a family practitioner in Fort Lauderdale. I'm originally from Montreal, Canada. And I have the privilege to share with you an incredible healing that happened to me. In May 2002, I woke up one morning with a severe pain in my neck. I thought it was a stiff neck, and the pain went down to my right arm. And I started on anti-inflammatory, muscle relaxant, did some physical therapy, and after a week or so, I was at my wit's end. I went to see a friend of mine every lunchtime, who is a chiropractor, who was doing manipulations on my neck. By the third week, I was losing some strength in my arm. I had difficulties lifting objects, and it was becoming more and more painful to write. The pain was going all the way down to my hand. So on the Friday of the third week, I decided to go for an MRI. I went to the hospital, I had the test done, and after the test, I looked at the result with the radiologist and a friend of mine who is a neurosurgeon. As we looked at the x-rays, he pointed to me that I had several herniated discs, but one was very severe, and it was compressing the nerve root between the bone, between the vertebra and the disc that was protruding, and the space for the nerve to come out was just 2 millimeter. So I had severely compressed nerve root. He told me that I needed an emergency decompression, otherwise I would have permanent nerve damage in my arm, and that he would put me on the schedule for the following week for surgery. And I went to get some lunch, and I was thinking, Lord, there's no way. He told me I would have a hard collar for a few weeks and then a soft collar, and I would not be able to work. And I was thinking, Lord, I need a miracle. I don't want to stay out of work. My daughters need to take me to school. And I went to my car, and I called Dottie at the healing rooms in Cold Springs. And I said, Dottie, I need a miracle. And she told me, come right over. And I drove there, and as I got there, the prayer team put some anointing oil and started praying over my neck and my arm. And I felt an intense heat on my neck and some electrical discharge in my arm. And then after the prayer, I stayed for about another hour just talking with the prayer team. And after an hour, I realized the pain in the arm was completely gone. And so I was really excited, and I shared with the prayer team and went home. And about 2 to 3 days later, the pain in the neck was completely gone, and it never returned. So I know, being a physician, that there's no way that this compressed, severely compressed nerve root would have healed by itself in an hour. So I know it was a miracle. And as a physician, I really believe in medicine with all my heart, but I also believe in the greater physician that is eager to heal us.
Herniated disc, severe. And this doesn't just get better. It has to be a miracle. And I believe in ordinary people that have a supernatural God that can heal them. I believe that many that I'm speaking to right now are being healed or have been healed. Yes. And you just take a simple, your home video camera and stand in front of it and send us a copy of 2 or 3 minutes of the miracle in your life. Ordinary people with an extraordinary God. Dottie, you have seen so many miracles happen. One is really outrageous. Tell me about the one about the tooth.
That we were praying for a girl in Venezuela, actually. And she had had a severely decayed tooth. And as we prayed, the Lord filled her tooth, removed the infection, and filled her tooth with a porcelain-like substance.
Now, do you know if she ever went to a dentist to look at this?
I didn't know, because we left the country and I didn't keep in touch with her, so I don't know.
Well, if God can fill a tooth, He can do anything. But, you know, Richard and Dottie, there's some people watching us right now that need healing. Maybe you could give us some nuggets they can grab hold of to manifest their healing.
Yeah, we believe that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So if you're in need of healing, go to the Word of God and look up scriptures pertaining to healing. The Lord says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. He also said that He forgives all of our sins and He heals all of our diseases. And we can stand on the integrity of God's Word. It's the Word of God along with the presence of God that produces the power of God.
Now, where does the faith enter into this, in your opinion?
At the healing rooms, we share with people that we will stand in faith for them. Sometimes when they're suffering long-term illnesses, they don't have any faith, and their faith has been depleted.
So are you telling me that people can be healed
without faith,
with your faith,
with our faith?
With our faith combined. In other words, you could pray for someone in their room right now, just through the television, and they could be healed on our faith.
Yes.
Because if we use the word, exchange that word faith for confidence, it changes things. I have confidence that God, who created life, can restore life. He who created the body can heal the body. In fact, medical doctors say we're fearfully and wonderfully made, the scriptures tell us, and they affirm. This is a complex system that we have called the human body. But if you have a need in your body, you know, the Spirit of God is real. Just because we don't see Him, He's as real as the wind that we just see the effects thereof. But there's somebody out there that you have cirrhosis of the liver and you've been given a terminal sentence that you're going to die. And God wants you to know He didn't command death for you, but He says, I proclaim life over you, and that the God who created your liver can recreate it. If you just change your mind and ask the Lord to help you, say, Lord, please forgive me of my sins, which might be many, but God is a good God, and He will touch your liver right now in Yeshua's name.
Dottie, look into the camera, and I want you to pray for every condition for people to be healed. Let's the three of us combine our faith. They don't even need their faith. Pray right now.
Father, we just come to you in Yeshua's name. And Lord, I just curse every cancer at its root. Mm-hmm. I command it to shrivel and to die. Lord, we say that by your stripes, they are healed and made whole.
Yes.
I come against every form of sickness and disease.
Yes.
I come against HIV. I come against cancer. I come against heart conditions. I come against diabetes in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And we just speak total healing to be your portion.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for what you have done and are doing in these precious ones' life. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen.
I believe that God sent his word to heal you. His word came in a human form called the Messiah of Israel, Yeshua, or Jesus. And I believe that the 103rd Psalm was talking about him when the psalmist said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who has forgiven all of my sins." Because the Messiah came and died in our place to forgive all. I love that, all. All, yes. All of our sins. And to heal all of our diseases. The same God that by his blood washed away every one of your sins, removed with power all of your pains. Someone's neck is being healed. Your spine is literally being straightened right now. And someone's hip, if you'll get up and start walking, remember this is interactive. If you'll start walking, you'll see you are healed. But the greatest healing is to tell God you are sorry for the mistakes that you have made and to believe his blood does exactly what the psalmist said, washed away your sins, and ask him to clean you and say, "Jesus, I make you my Messiah and Lord." It doesn't have to be my words, but it has to be Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to God except through him.